Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Alright. Now I'm going to preach this morning for just a few minutes. And my message this morning is titled, Fear Not. Be not dismayed. Only believe. Amen. Fear not. Be not dismayed. Only believe. Now, fear and dismay, which dismay is like discouragement. Those are two gates of hell that are trying to prevent the elect from getting their blessing. Father, in the name of Jesus, the entrance of your word gives light all the time. Now, therefore, Lord, shine this light in our hearts this morning. Oh, Lord Jesus. And let it dispel every trace of darkness. Let it bring a ray of hope. Let it bring encouragement. And let it bring renewed strength in the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody says amen. Amen. Luke chapter 8 is the text that I'm going to read this morning. Luke chapter 8. And I'm going to start at verse 41. Now, Luke chapter 8 and verse 41. Now, in this story, it says, And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had only one daughter, who was about 12 years old, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. Now this was a man, was one of the rulers and so forth, and he came to Jesus and besought the Lord to come to his house to heal his daughter that was dying. Now, I'm going to skip a part of that chapter, but the story went, as Jesus went, the people thronged him, and there was this story of this woman with the issue of the blood that came to Jesus and so forth and touched his garment and all of that. You know, and she was healed, and Jesus turned around and said, Who touched me? And so forth. Now that is the next few verses after this one, but I'm going to skip that because that's not my subject today. And I'm going to skip and turn to verse 49. Now after the Lord had already, this woman that had touched his garment was already healed, then the story picks up back again on this issue of what Jesus was going to do in the first place. This was the man that came to Jesus to say, Come to my house, my daughter is dying. See? So, you know, as he went, this other event happened. So we skip over that. And now, you know, after Jesus said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole and go in peace. Then we pick up again in verse 49. And said, While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler's house. See, this was the ruler of the synagogue that had begged Jesus to come to his house, saying, Thy daughter is now dead. Trouble the master no more. You see, their daughter is already dead. I mean, why bring the master already? Again, you know, she's dead. But when Jesus heard it, he turned to him and he answered and said, Fear not. Believe only, and she shall be made whole. How many of you say amen to that? Now, sometimes you will hear, you know, some bad news. Sudden fear comes upon people when they hear some terrible news. You know, I mean, suppose you were just this man, and somebody had come and said, Look, your daughter is dead. See? I mean, how will you receive that news? And Jesus immediately, he sensed the spirit of fear. See? Because that kind of a news, when it comes to you, it drags people down. See? So Jesus, the first thing he said, Fear not. Amen. And that's what we are talking about this morning. Fear not, only believe. See, it doesn't matter what the situation is. See, God sent me here this morning with this message. And maybe you've been through something. Maybe you are going through something. And I don't even care. It may be even during the week, you may hear some news. Maybe everything may look hunky-dory now. See, because the Lord knows what he's doing. When he gives these messages, there's always a reason. And so, the Lord wants us not to be afraid. He said, Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Now, I want you to turn with me. I have some texts of scripture to preach from while I preach this message. Turn with me to Joshua chapter 1, and I'm going to read at verse 8. Now, Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Amen. If you are still with me, say amen. I want to make sure that you guys didn't go to sleep on me. That's Joshua chapter 1. I'm going to read at verse 9, actually, not verse 8. I want to read verse 9. Now, this was the commission that the Lord gave to Joshua after Moses died. And he had told him, from starting at verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous. So he told him. And then in verse 9, he said, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God, see, the Lord told him, the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. So he told him, be not afraid, be not dismayed. Now he tells him again in Joshua chapter 8 and verse 1. Joshua chapter 8 and verse 1. Now the Lord is going to send him now over to fight against the city of Ai. I don't know if it's pronounced I or A. It's A-I. So anyway, he says to him in Joshua chapter 1, chapter 8 and verse 1. And the Lord said to Joshua, fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee and arise and go. I have given unto you, the king of Ai, I have given into your hands and so forth like that. So the Lord is telling Joshua, be not afraid. See? And be not dismayed. I'm going to read a few scriptures where he point blank tells the people not to be afraid, not to be dismayed. And then after that, I will speak some words that the Lord gives me. Now, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And I have preached from this 2 Chronicles chapter 20 so many times from this very pulpit. But today, I want to read just one verse at verse 15. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 15. Now, you know the story of Jehoshaphat. And we preached about it so many times. But hear what he said in verse 15. Now, what happened was that, I'm going to read from verse 14. The Spirit of the Lord came upon one of the Levites, the sons of Asaph. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him in the midst of the congregation when the people were facing a great army that was several times their own strength. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. Now that's my message this morning. See, the battle is not yours, but it belongs unto the Lord. So the Lord, he tells them here, do not be afraid. And then of course, you may know the rest of the story and what goes on and so forth. So I'm not going to read the rest of the story because of time. But I want you to turn to 2 Chronicles, this same 2 Chronicles chapter 32. And I'm going to read a couple of verses there. Still on this exhortation of not to be afraid, I'm going to start at verse 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and verse 7. Now this is a different scenario where Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, came and mocked the Lord. It was similar to Goliath, how he mocked the Lord in time of, David, Saul and David and all these people. And how Goliath came and told him, look, nobody deliver anybody out of my hand. You think your God's going to deliver? So this Sennacherib, he said the same thing. He mocked the Lord up and down the place. And he told her, look, if you think that Hezekiah, your king, is going to make you believe in the Lord, your God. He said, look, we've wiped out all these people around us. Nobody could, their gods could not save them. So do you think your God, that Hezekiah is telling you to believe, he's going to save you out of my hand? Don't listen to Hezekiah. You better surrender yourself to me. So he came, he mocked the Lord, he mocked the armies of God. He did all of these things. See? And here's what happened. I'm going to read at verse 6 of 2 Chronicles chapter 32. This was what Hezekiah said. And he set captains of war over the people and gathered them together to him in the street of the gate of the city. And he spake comfortably to them, saying, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid, nor dismayed. For the king of Assyria and all this multitude that is with him, for there is more with us than with him. How many of you say amen to that? Amen. Elisha, one time, he said the same thing to his, servant. He said, there be more with us, sir, the chariots of Israel. See, they are all around us. Don't worry about this host that you are seeing. See, sometimes, what we see is the natural problem. We don't see the spiritual backbone that the Lord is right behind us, the captain of the host, and all of the hosts that he's got on our behalf. So Hezekiah, he spoke comfortably to the people and said, verse 8, with him. See, now Hezekiah is going to declare, his faith right here. He said, with him is the arm of flesh. See, that's with this guy, Sennacherib. But with us is the Lord our God. Hallelujah. To help us and to fight our battles. Isn't that similar to what David said? David said, you come against me with spear and shield and 9 foot tall and all of these things and so forth, and you blaspheme the name of the God of Israel, today I will cut off your head. Yeah. See, because I come against you in the name of the Lord. You see, he approached the battle in the spiritual. The same thing Hezekiah did here. He said, well, this guy's got a lot of armies and so forth like that. I mean, the situation would naturally make you to be afraid. See, because there's a host, there's a camp around you, there's situations and everything. But he said, the Lord is on our side to fight our battles and to help us. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Well, the Lord, he sent me here this morning also to speak comfortably unto you. The Bible says, speak comfortably unto my people in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 1. Tell them that their warfare is accomplished in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, some of you are going through situations. You are going through all kinds of things. But see, that's the reason we come to church, is to get built up. See, it's to edify. It's to get strengthened. See, so that we can go out, so that we will not be afraid, and we will believe. Now, why does the Lord allow all of these things to come unto us? In the story of John chapter 9, in the book of John chapter 9, there was a story of a man that was born blind. See? And after 40 years, Jesus arrived upon the scene. And after Jesus healed him, finally his disciples asked him, he said, whose sin was the reason why this man was born blind? Was it a generational curse? Was it his parents? Was it even his own sin? Well, how could it be his own sin? How could he be born blind because of his own sin? But in any case, he asked all these questions and so forth. And Jesus said, no, neither yet this man nor his parents sins, but that the Lord might be glorified. You say the Lord glorified? Yes. No, the Lord's not glorified in his blindness. The Lord's not glorified in the 40 years that he was blind and so forth. But the Lord is glorified in the day of his salvation, the day of his deliverance, the day that the Lord set him free, the name of the Lord was glorified. You see, all of these events and all of these things that happened to me, yes. See, if you will learn to look unto Jesus, the glory of the Lord will yet be revealed. Jesus said to to the sisters of Lazarus in John chapter 11, he said, did I not say unto you, if thou canst only believe, thou shalt see the glory of God? See, don't worry about the situation. Don't worry about Lazarus being dead and all of that stuff. You just believe, and you will see the glory of God. Now, you say, how can I believe in the face of death? How can I believe in the face of, all of these things and so forth? Well, let me say it this way. See? Let me say it this way. If Mary and Martha had not believed, see, Jesus would not have been able to do that mighty work that he did. Because the Bible says, in some places he couldn't do mighty miracles because of their unbelief. And he just left. See, so you have got to believe. See, and then you say, well, there were others, whose family died and maybe they were not raised and so forth. We don't know. I mean, God, God is providential. He knows what he's doing. But I guarantee you this, if you truly believe, in your heart. See, and when you face the Lord on that day, you want to be able to say, Lord, I believed. See, you don't worry about what the Lord is going to do. Your part is to believe. Now, turn with me to Isaiah chapter 41 and verses 10 and 14. Isaiah chapter 41, I'm going to read from verses 10 through 14. And you say, is the Lord really going to help me in my situation? Yes, He will. Will the Lord do something for me and cause my situation to be changed? Here's what He said. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee, they shall be scattered and confounded.
Hallelujah.
They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt even seek them, and you will not find them, because, you know, the Lord is going to blow them away. Say, them that contend against thee, and those that war against thee, they shall be as nothing. For I, the Lord, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, for I will help you. Praise the name of Jesus. Also in Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 4. In Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 4, it says, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. Now, I like the sound of that. See, the reason for you not to be afraid is because you will not be ashamed. He said, fear not, for, meaning because, you will not be ashamed. The Lord. See, he said, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. He that believeth on him shall not be put to shame. How many of you say praise the Lord to that? Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. Praise the Lord. Now I'm going to tell us a story. This story is found in Exodus chapters 12 through 13 and 14. I'm going to read a part of it in Exodus 14. Now, this story was how God was going to deliver the children of Israel from the bondage that they were going through in Egypt. Under Pharaoh, the elect of God, Israel, was groaning. See? And God was getting set to deliver them. And he had sent Moses and so forth like that. And I said, well, you know, let my people go and so on. So that's the story. And God was also going to do something to show the greatness of his power. He would actually harden the heart of Pharaoh. See? So that God would make Pharaoh even more difficult in the situation, you know, for Israel. So after all of the signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, finally, Pharaoh couldn't take it anymore. You know, after God went through the land and slew their firstborn, including Pharaoh's, you know, finally said, now you guys get away from me. And when they went, then the Lord hardened his heart again. See, you see, and maybe perhaps some of his captains and so forth, and, you know, mocked him and so on. And maybe his wife who came there and mocked him and so forth, and said, aren't you the king of Egypt? I mean, look at you already. See? Your son, he's lying here dead. And this Moses, he took all of these people out of it. You're not going to do anything about it. So God stirred him up. You see? God, you know, he would stir him up. See? So God stirred him up. So he said, well, I'm going after them. See, I'm going to get me some revenge. So this is the story that we are reading this morning. Exodus chapter 14. I want you to turn with me to Exodus 14. After that, the people left. And they came, you know, and they got so far as the Red Sea. And there was the Red Sea in front of them. And Pharaoh was charging down behind them. You know, so they were caught in the middle and they didn't know what to do. See? And so here's what happened. I'm going to read a portion of that story unto you this morning. I'm going to start at verse 8 of Exodus chapter 14, I'm going to start at verse 8. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with an high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and all his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea. See, so they came and they were charging down on them. And Moses, with all the people that he brought, see, they had nowhere to go. The sea was right in front of them, and it was like a dead end. See, so here comes the devil, see, in the face, you know, of the people. And he stirs up some of the people, and he said to Moses, are there no graves in Egypt that we can die there? Why do you bring us out into the wilderness here to be killed? See, you could have left us in Egypt. See, that's the way the people are all the time. See, you know, when they face, then they forget the miracles. They forgot, see, the great hand of the Lord that wrought miracles to bring them out of that slavery and that deplorable condition that they were in. And because they are faced with another situation now they turn around and begin to blame the Lord. See, some of them had enough sense to cry unto the Lord, but others said, well, you should have left us there. So here's what happened. And in verse 10, Pharaoh drew nigh, and the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were so afraid. Now, that's the children of Israel that were afraid. And some of them had enough sense to cry unto the Lord. And then the children of the Lord cried unto the Lord. And then some of that said unto Moses, the things I just told you. You know, isn't there graves there that we could have died and so forth? I mean, you know, and you should have left us alone, that we should serve the Egyptians and so forth. Why did you bring us out here to die in the wilderness? And verse 13 is where I'm going with this message. And Moses in verse 13 of Exodus 14 said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. Not tomorrow, not the next day, not next year, but today. How many of you say today? That's right. Today, I will lift up my hands in praise. Today is the day of your salvation. Not tomorrow, not 10 years from now. You got to believe it for today. See, now, he said, the Lord is going to show you his salvation today. And the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. It's like here today, gone tomorrow. See, they were here, your problems are here today, but tomorrow it's gone. Because today the Lord will give you a new day. He said in Psalm 30 and verse 5, he said, though sorrow may endure for one night, he said, joy comes in the morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And how many of you have ever noticed that the night can never last forever? It's got a set time. You know, I mean, even during the winter months when you have long nights and so forth, so maybe you get a couple of extra hours of darkness. But as sure as the Lord liveth, there is going to be the breaking of day. Every single day. I don't care how dark the night is, that day is going to dawn, and there is going to be the daylight. No matter how long the night lasts, that's the way it is. Because God, who commanded the light to shine, in the beginning, he said, let there be light. But he left the darkness in place. See, you've heard me say it before. He never said, let there be no more darkness. If he could have said that, we would never have had any darkness. But he said, let there be light. And he left the darkness in place. He even gave a name to the darkness. He looked at the darkness and he looked at the light. He called the darkness night. And he called the light day. So he left the darkness there for a reason. So that there will always be darkness, and then there will always be light. There will always be night, but there will also always be day. How many of you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
But we are children of the day. See, I'm a child of the day. Are you? Well, I'm not a child of the night. See, I am a child of the day. Jesus said, it is day now, and I must walk. because the night is coming and so forth like that. So we are children of the day, you know. And I don't care what your situation is. We don't care what you are going through. The Egyptians may be breathing down your neck like it was in the case of the Israelites. The Red Sea may be, you know, in front of you like it was. But he said, the Lord shall fight for you. And ye shall hold your peace. Be not afraid. Amen. Because the Lord, he knows how to pile up that Red Sea in a heap. Psalm 78 said, you know, the Lord, he piled up that sea in a heap. And he made the ransom to go through on dry land. There was a heap on one side. And there was a heap on the other side. And the ransom, they went through. Which even Pharaoh and the Egyptians were trying to do. They came in there. The Lord, he suckered them in. Oh yeah. You know, when they went through and so forth like that. Because the pillar of fire was standing right between Israel and Pharaoh. See? And initially Pharaoh, he looked at Moses. He looked through the cloud and said, you know, your God is a very poor general. See? He led you here now. I got you right where I want you. You know, he mocked and so forth like that. Because you know how the generals, the armies, they command all the, you know, fighting and so forth. So he thought the Lord was a poor general. See, because he brought them all up out here and he put them out. But he forgot that the Bible says, I am the one that has the seven stars. He's actually a seven-star general, if you want to call him that. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And he knew exactly what he was doing. He was succoring them in. So when he made sure that they couldn't go through, he kept the pillar of fire there. Their horses couldn't go through the fire and so forth. And after the children of Israel had gone through, see, then he lifted the pillar of fire and succored them in. See, and they went charging through. And when the blood withered until they were right in the middle of the Dead Sea, of the Red Sea, and then he brought the waves over them and wiped them all out. You know, some people say, somebody one time said, you know, said, well, that was no miracle. See, the parting of the Red Sea and so forth. He said, well, you know, the place where Moses passed through. See, somebody, one critic said this one time. He said, well, the place where Moses passed through, in fact, the water was only ankle deep. You know, that's why, you know, they just walked down through there. There was no miracle and so forth. Well, if that was no miracle, here is my answer to that. You know, if Moses passed through ankle deep water, then it was a bigger miracle that the ankle deep water sank all the Pharaoh's armies. How many of you say praise the Lord to that? It was no ankle deep water. The Bible says he piled the sea up in a heap. One heap on this side, one heap on the other side. And the children of Israel, they were going through, they were looking at the waters, they were like, oh my God. You know, they were thinking that one, you know, any moment now the water is going to come crashing down. But the water is not coming crashing down. The Lord, he's got it in place. The Bible says he spoke and they stood fast. He commanded and he stands forever. Even the sun and the moon, they look unto him and they were enlightened. That means even the sun gets his brightness from the Lord. That's what it means. See, when the Lord, he smiles, the sun, he shines. That's how great he is. Even all the hosts of heaven, they rejoice at the voice of the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. And the Lord, he will fight for you like he fought for Israel. You will hold your peace. You will stand still. And you will know that the Lord is God. Turn with me to Psalm 46 as we begin to close this. Psalm 46. This Psalm, David was reminiscing on all of the greatness of the Lord. See, and so forth like that. This psalm may have been written by David. It may also have been written, tradition says it was written by the son, one of the sons of Korah or whatever. But in any case, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. He said, we will not be afraid. Because there is a river the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. He said, the Lord of hosts is with us. Verse 7. The God of Jacob is our refuge. He said, be still. Verse 10. And know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Now this is the reason why the Lord allows these things, these events in your life. It is because he wants to be exalted. You know, there are many things that the Lord could prevent, but if he prevents it, just automatically, he may not get the glory. How many of you know that's true? Somebody one time asked me, why does the Lord allow all of these things? Well, I'm telling you this morning. See? Because, you know, if every time, you know, there are so many things that the Lord prevents, but sometimes he will allow certain things to go through. See? In fact, he would allow, sometimes he will even stir up sometimes your enemies against you because he wants to test you to see what character you're made of. Like he stressed up, he stirred up Pharaoh, you know, and so forth because he wanted to show his mighty hand. See? And sometimes God will allow these things. See? And God will always say to them, fear not. Tomorrow, go out and meet them. Because the Lord has delivered them. The Lord didn't say, hey, don't worry about it. You know, I prevented it and so forth. No. The Lord sometimes he will allow it to happen and he will allow you to face the, you know, the things that are about to discourage you and the sudden fear that comes upon you. He will allow you sometimes. But he promised, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the fire, I will be there with you also. He didn't always promise that I will keep you from going in the fire or I will keep you from going in the water. But he said, I will be with you and I will deliver you. But what he wants from us is not to be afraid. Do not be afraid of sudden fear. He said, thou shalt not be afraid of terror or fear and so forth. Thou shalt not be afraid of oppression. You won't be afraid. You know, you won't be afraid of any news. The first thing that Jesus always said to them when he came upon them was, fear not, be of good cheer. See, because he had to get that fear out of there. As long as you are afraid, do you know? How many of you know in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, that the Bible says even the fearful and the abominable and the unbelieving, they shall not enter into the kingdom of God. See, you say, is that in the scriptures? Yes, it is. See, God doesn't want us to be fearful. Amen? How many of you say amen to that? Amen. He wants you to get that fear out of there. Because fear, once it gets in there, it brings torment. And people, when you hear some terrible news or something like that and so forth, the first thing that the Lord wants to tell you is, fear not, only believe. See, they came and told Jesus, or this man, while he was yet with Jesus, they said, your daughter is dead. No need for you to trouble the master anymore. And the Lord, he looked at them and said, he looked at the man and said, fear not, only believe. And I will finish up with that story here. Go back to Luke chapter 8. I will read the rest of that story. And let's see what happened after the Lord told him that. The Lord turned around and told him, fear not, only believe. And the Lord went with this guy. See? And in verse 51, when he came into the house, see? Let me read verse 50 again. And when Jesus heard it, he said unto him, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Now this is somebody that's already died. See? And when he came to the house, he suffered no man to go in except Peter, James, and John, and the father of the mother of the maiden. Father and the mother of the maiden. And everybody wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, for she is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, because they knew that for sure she was dead. So they laughed him to scorn. Now, so Jesus, he had to get rid of all that unbelief. So read the next verse. He said, and he put them all out. See, he had to get rid of all that unbelief. Because, you know, they didn't believe that the Lord could do it. So he had to get them out of there. So he got all that unbelief out of there. And then he took the young lady, 12 years old, by the hand, and called unto her, saying, maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished. See? But he charged them that they should tell no man. See, Jesus, he told them, be not afraid. She will be made whole. She's already dead. Lazarus was in the grave. See, the Bible says that God is able to take things that are done gone, even the dead, and bring them back to life. Hallelujah. The situations, the conditions in your life, no matter what you are facing, the Lord can turn it around. But he wants you not to be afraid. Be not afraid, but be of good cheer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus, finally, he says to the people in Luke chapter 12 and verse 32. He says, fear not, little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Don't be afraid of anything. See, don't be afraid of tomorrow. Don't be afraid of, oh, are we going to make it in the rapture? Are we going to make it in translation? And so forth like that. See, fear not, little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And he knows how to bring that elect through the fire. He knows how to bring you through the waters. And he will never, when you put your trust in him, he will never let you be put to shame. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 11 says, fear not, I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the ending. I want us to stand to our feet this morning. Jesus said, fear not. I am Alpha and I am Omega. I am the beginning and the ending. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed. But be strong and of good courage. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now I'm going to pray for some this morning. Whatever the situation that you are going through, whatever the situation that you've been through or you are in right now, be not afraid. Only believe. Even if it looks like it is almost impossible, even if it seems that there is no ray of hope, God always has a way. Therefore shall the ransom of the Lord return, and they shall come back with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. The Lord, just like he did for Israel, he's going to make a way for you. The Egyptians that were bringing down their nets, they were there one day, and the next moment they were gone. That's how quickly the Lord, he can turn your situation around. But you must believe. You must not be fearful. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Everybody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Say, praise ye the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Say, praise ye the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Say, praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
Now, the Bible says it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. See, and every time we come to church, we want to do all we can to help the people. So if you would like prayer this morning, and if you say, I need a breakthrough, I need the Lord's help. And don't look at your situation. I don't want you to even think about that. Just think about the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord will sustain itself, even as we heard last week. The word of the Lord has come this morning telling you not to be afraid, that the Lord will fight the battle for you. The battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. Now, the race is not to the swift, and strength is not to the horses, but safety is of the Lord. Deliverance is of the Lord. The Lord knows what he is doing, and he will give you the victory. Now, this morning, I am going to pray the prayer of faith. Because the Lord, he gives an anointing for each service. And today, you say, I have been in that darkness and my situation, you know, and so forth. Well, I told you from the scriptures, though sorrow may endure for a night, joy is coming in the morning. And today, this is the day that the Lord has made. And this is the day that the Lord will turn your situation around. There's a story of a man that kept coming every year to that pool when the angels stared it once a year. Every year he kept coming. See, he could have given up the first time. And he kept coming because real faith will never give up. And now finally, he says to Jesus, well, every time I come here, somebody gets in ahead of me and I don't get the healing. See, and he's all the time looking into the water for the healing. But here comes the master standing right here. And the Lord says to him, will thou be made whole? Today is your day. But you see, the man would never have received that miracle if he had given up. If he would have stayed home after the first try or the second try or whatever and would have given up, he would not have received that miracle. But every time he kept coming. He kept coming every time, even though he went home disappointed, he kept coming. And the next thing you know, that day was his day. Now, if any of you want that prayer this morning, that the Lord will change your situation around, I want you to step into the aisle and come forward this morning. I'm going to believe the Lord with you. Because the power of the Lord is what breaks the yoke. The power of the Lord is what causes you to lift up your head and causes the King of Glory to come into your life. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. I want everybody to lift up your hands in prayer. Lord, we thank you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Those of you that are coming forward, I want you to come up here with me. Come up closer. We're going to believe the Lord together. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Stand right here and I'm going to pray with you. You know, the Lord, he said, believe only, fear not, and your situation will never be the same. He said, the Egyptians that you see today, you will see them henceforth no more. Amen. I want the church to say amen with me. Amen. Sister, in the name of the Lord Jesus, do you believe that the Lord is able to turn your situation around? Father, in the name of Jesus, I want the church to pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, turn her situation around, Lord. She asked for prayer earlier, Lord. She said, deliver me from all of these other sounds of music that do not glorify the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch her soul. Let the power of the Spirit of God come into your life and bring you that regeneration. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father, Lord, every part in her body that is ailing, in her chest, and everywhere, in the name of Jesus. Losing her, Lord, and work a miracle for her. And let her feel the power of God. Lord, the anointing of God breaks the yoke. Let your anointing be upon her this morning. In Jesus' mighty name. And Father, Lord, I ask that you will turn her situation around. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Turn her situation around, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. She gave everything she had this morning. And you saw it. And now, Lord, I ask you to take everything that she gave and turn it around into a great blessing for her. And I want the church to say amen.
Amen.
Lord, just like you took those two fishes, those two loaves and five fishes, and you multiplied it to thousands, do the same for her, Lord. She threw in a couple of bucks, was all she had. But I want the Lord to turn it around in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Lead her in a plain path. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for her. I pray for her family, her children, and everyone. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, Lord. Let the light of the knowledge of Jesus come into her soul. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Lord, every spirit of despondency and dismay, we rebuke it in Jesus' name. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and let the King of glory come in. Who is this King of glory? His name is Jesus. The Lord, that He is strong in battle, He is the Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. The Lord go with you and give you peace. The Lord will give you a new beginning. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Expect a miracle every day. There can be no miracle without expectation. As you believe, the Lord, He will change your situation. Blessed be the name of Jesus. He said, the Lord, He caused the beggars to rise from the dunghill and to set him even among princes. Even yea, among the princes of his people. So you will do for her in the name of Jesus. And the church said, amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Brother, come here, let me pray for you. Do you believe the Lord Jesus?
Yes.
You believe in Jesus?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yes, the Lord will help you too. He will help you. Father, Lord, help him, Lord. Help him, Lord. Help him, Lord Jesus. Turn the darkness into light. Take away the sorrow of heart. In the name of Jesus. Work a miracle for him. Turn his day around, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, take away the past and wipe it clean. And put him on a new path into the kingdom of God. And Lord, lift up, O Lord. Lift up a banner of love over him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Break every yoke, Lord, and everything and every bondage that has held him back. And set him free even this day, Lord. And you shall know the truth. And the truth will set you free. And he said, if I, the Son of Man, shall make you free, you will be free indeed. This freedom we impart upon you today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Fear not. Only believe. Because the Lord, He will do something new for you. Even starting today, He will give you a new day. In the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And Lord, even as these ones, oh Lord, even as they receive you into their lives, Lord, you will receive them into the bosom of Abraham. Yes, Lord, you will have a place for them in your kingdom to the glory of your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Bible says, I will help you and thou shalt not be ashamed. Even you will not remember the shame of your youth anymore. The Lord, He will give you a new beginning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And the church says,
amen.
Amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you for all the others that are here. Every need that is here this morning, there is a situation, but the Lord, He says, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything that is too hard for me? Lord, today we recognize that there is nothing that is too hard for you.
Yes, sir.
We acknowledge you as the supreme being,
yes, sir.
The Alpha and the Omega.
Yes,
Lord, we acknowledge you today as the first and the last. We acknowledge you today, Lord, as the only God, the only wise God, the immortal God, the only invisible God, to all be is the only potentate. We acknowledge you today, Lord, as a King of kings. We acknowledge you today as the one that speaks and your word stands fast.
Yes.
Blessed be the name of Jesus. The peace of God, we speak into your situations this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, He rebuked the storm. He said, peace be still. And it was still. And the people, they looked at Him, they said, what manner of man is this? That even the waves will obey Him. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I speak to the storms.
Amen.
in the lives of your people.
Amen.
Peace.
Amen.
Be still.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And now hear ye the word of the Lord. See, we will now speak comfortably to you that your warfare is accomplished.
Yes,
and the Lord, look, he said, for a new beginning.
Amen.
Look for a new start. Consider even not the things of old. I will do a new thing, said the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You said the Lord can do all that? Yes, and even more. He can do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Sometimes when we come to church, we look at the time and so forth. You know, and so we have to cut it short and so forth. But the Lord keeps walking. Amen. Even when you leave here, he keeps walking. Praise the name of Jesus. Now we are going to change the order of the service. And we are going to break bread together today. Blessed be the name of Jesus.